Okay, I have a problem. Sometimes I have to get work done, and I get distracted by all the stuff available on my computer and on the internet. Well, actually, I should say I used to get distracted because I found a solution, and today I'll tell you about it.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Well, hello once again, fellow computer user. You're listening to the Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and I'm here to help you with your computer. I've been doing computer repair and personal computer instruction since 1999. So whatever kind of computer-related help you need, I'm your guy. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or contact me through my website. And you can also get the full details for today's show at my website. That's at computertutorflorida.com/056. So let's get started. I do a lot of work from my home office. Here in my office, I do all kinds of computer repairs, I build websites, I write my blog, I record this podcast. I also do remote connections to fix my clients' computers, lots of stuff like that. So I spend a lot of time here, and I usually have a list of things that I have to get done in between the appointments I put on my calendar, because sometimes I go out on site with clients as well. The problem is this, and I'll bet you've had this problem as well, because a lot of people experience this. I'll have this long to-do list, and even though I know I've got several hours worth of work to do, I'll just jump on Facebook real quick to see what's happening on there. So I start scrolling through my Facebook news feed, then I see something that needs a comment, so I enter my comment, and of course I can't just type something out on the fly, I've got to think about what I'm going to say. And if it's not Facebook, it's YouTube. I subscribe to several different channels on YouTube, and there are new videos going up all the time, so I like to check and see what's new there. Then I also check Craigslist pretty regularly to see if there are any bargains on there. And if you've used Craigslist, you know there are a lot of new listings each day. There are even lots of new ones each hour. Anyway, before you know it, I've spent a half an hour doing all this stuff that's only preventing me from getting my actual work done. It is so easy to get sucked into that black hole of distraction called the internet because there's so much there to be distracted by. So what's the standard solution for this problem? I simply decide to not be distracted. You know, a little self-administered pep talk. Come on, Scott, get focused. You've got a lot of work to do. You can't waste time on Facebook right now. Yeah, that might work for a little while, but for me anyway, it's never a good long-term solution because all those things are still right there in front of me and they seem to be calling my name. But recently, I found a real solution. It's this little program called Cold Turkey. You can get it at getcoldturkey.com, and I'll have a link to that on my website as well, computertutorflorida.com/056. This is a program for Windows computers. There's also a program for Macs that does something similar. You can get that at selfcontrolapp.com. They're both free, and of course, since I use a Windows computer, I use the Cold Turkey program. Basically, what this program does is it removes the distraction websites. In other words, going and checking Facebook is not even an option because you can't even access it on your computer. Same goes for the other sites that are time suckers like YouTube, Reddit, eBay, lots of others. The program comes with a pre-populated list of common ones, but you can also add in your own websites. And here's how it works. You download the program and install it, and then you just double-click the icon to run it. First thing you have to decide is what websites you want to block. Now, there's a standard list of 12 sites that's there already, and those are Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. People still use MySpace? YouTube, Hotmail, Addicting Games, College Humor, eBay, FailBlog, Reddit, StumbleUpon, and Wikipedia. Now, there's a checkbox next to each one of them. You might as well check every one. Then you decide what programs on your computer you want to block. It might be your email program, such as Outlook or Windows Live Mail, or it could be some games that are installed on your computer that you spend too much time playing. Then the program gives you the option to enter your own custom websites that you want to add to their list. For me, Craigslist, like I said before, can be a time waster, so I added that one to the list. Now you have to decide how long these things are going to be blocked, because it's not a permanent block, but you can enable the block to be for anything for the next 10 minutes, all the way up to the next 30 days. For most people, the ideal block would probably be somewhere in between those two extremes. For me, I generally set it to be for an hour or 2 hours. Then you click the Go Cold Turkey button. And actually, even after you click that, the program still gives you one more chance, like, okay, here we go. You're not going to have access to these sites or programs for the next 2 hours. Are you sure? So you confirm, and then you're committed. Now, the next question you might be thinking is, okay, well, what happens when you try to go to one of those websites during the time that the block is in effect? Well, that's a great question. Of course, I tried it to see what would happen, and you just get an error message that comes up on your screen. It says, oops, Google Chrome could not find Facebook.com. And it doesn't matter if you use Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, Safari, all of the web browsers will be blocked. And it also doesn't matter if you restart your computer. That block will still remain in effect for whatever length of time you specified. Now, when you first think about doing this, some people might expect to be very uncomfortable to not be able to go to those websites that they go to so often. I mean, you know, let's face it, some of them can be pretty addictive. But for me, I found it actually to have the opposite effect. When that block is in place, I feel very free. I know all of those things that cloud my brain and distract me from my real work, they're no longer an option for the next hour or two. So I don't have to decide if I want to waste time, because that decision has now already been made. So that means I might as well get to work. It's actually very liberating. I like it. And more importantly, I'm getting more work done because I'm more focused on what actually matters. Now, I have a little extra bonus tip for those of you that are writers, and if you want to increase your writing productivity. If you never do any writing for work or for pleasure, you can just skip this last part of the podcast. But I found this other program just before I recorded this podcast, so I haven't used it myself yet, but I probably will try it out because it sounds amazing. And it also sounds like torture, but, you know, the good kind of torture. It's called Write or Die. You can find it if you just Google the phrase write, that's W-R-I-T-E. Just Google the phrase write or die, and it costs $10. You can pay for that with PayPal. This program is based on the concept that when you sit down to write, the best thing is to just spew out words and then do the editing later. So it forces you to write and keep writing nonstop until you reach a specified goal. Like you can set your goal as 1,000 words, or you can set a time goal, such as like continuous writing for 30 minutes. You set that goal. Now here are some features of that program. When it's running, your backspace button can be disabled. Hey, you know, if you hit backspace, it's probably to correct an error, and this is not time to edit, this is time to write. The program also runs in full screen, so you can't see anything else on the screen that might distract you from writing. You can also disable the save option until you reach your goal. Now that means everything you've written is at risk of being lost if you have a computer glitch or a power outage, and this is to motivate you to get to your goal more quickly so you can save what you've written already. Now, the main way this little program works is that it monitors your writing. If you stop writing after a short period of time, a little box pops up gently reminding you to keep writing. That's in what's called the gentle mode. If you put it in normal mode and you stop writing, the program starts making an annoying sound, like a baby crying. Well, how do you stop the sound? You start writing again. And if you don't start writing after a short period of time, the sound gets worse and worse, like air raid sirens or a sound that the program calls the alarm clock from hell. Then the other mode, the third mode, is what they call the kamikaze mode. Now, this sounds like really evil. In that mode, if you stop writing after a certain period of time, the program starts to backspace and delete what you've already written. Now that is pressure. Anyway, like I said, I'll probably try this program and, you know, try it out myself, because I do sometimes find myself in a position where I have to get some writing done and I need some pressure like that to get the job finished. I just wanted to mention this program at the end here because I probably wouldn't do a whole podcast about it And it does sort of tie in with my topic today of avoiding distractions so you can get more work done. And I appreciate you sticking around to the end of the podcast as well. As always, I love to hear from you. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or just call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468 and leave me a message. And that's it for today. But I will see you right back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.